Donald Trump says the U.S. needs Greenland, and he hasn't ruled out using military force to get it.
We need it for national security. We have to have it.
The issue had faded from the headlines until a U.S. strike in Venezuela pushed Trump's foreign policy back into focus. And he says Denmark cannot protect it.
Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you.
I think it's a good combination.
You know what Denmark did recently to boost up security in Greenland? They added one more dog sled. It's true. They thought that was a great move.
Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen responded by warning Trump to back off, saying the island is open to dialogue, but only through proper channels and international law. So, why Greenland? It is the world's largest island and a self-ruling territory of Denmark, and it sits between North America and Europe, right at the gateway to the Arctic. As polar ice melts, the region is becoming more valuable. It holds rare earth minerals, fossil fuels, and potential new shipping routes. Trump has downplayed the resource angle, saying,
"We need Greenland for national security, not for minerals. We have so many sites for minerals and oil and everything."
Greenland lies on the shortest missile path between Russia and the U.S. That makes it a critical location for early warning systems and missile defense. The island already hosts the U.S. military's northernmost base, that is the Pituffik Space Base, built under a 1951 agreement with Denmark. It supports missile warning, missile defense, and space surveillance for the U.S. and NATO. But could the U.S. seize Greenland? Militarily, analysts say the U.S. could attempt it. Politically and legally, the fallout would be enormous. Greenland is covered by Denmark's NATO membership. Any use of force would pit NATO allies against one another, something that Denmark's prime minister says would effectively break the alliance. Experts say that Congress is unlikely to back military action. Trump has floated ideas like buying Greenland or forming a compact of free association, arrangements the U.S. already has with Pacific Island nations. But both Denmark and Greenland have shown little interest. So what happens next? An invasion is widely seen as highly unlikely. For now, Greenland's message is clear. Its future will be decided in Nuuk and Copenhagen, not Washington.